Injury-wise, how are you looking ahead of the trip to Torquay?
It's as we are. Sammy Morsey and Nathan Smith still struggling to make the weekend. Gary McSheffrey also, he's had to pull out of the training the last couple of days. But apart from that, we're going down with a good squad.
What's the matter with McSheffrey?
He's a tight hip flexor, so it's more precaution than anything else. With ourselves and the lad included. So he wants to travel, but with the advice from the medical team and ourselves, we've decided it'd be best to leave him at home and to get treatment.
Right. So it's just a case of him resting, and in next weekend he should be all right.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Yeah, fingers crossed.
Mostly we know he's going to be sidelined for sort of 6 or 7 weeks or so. But in terms of Smith, that seems ongoing. Do you kind of have an idea as to when he might be available again?
Yeah, it's frustrating for Nathan. Like you say, it's been an ongoing issue. It's an ongoing problem. He's been to see various people regarding that. Along with our medical team as well. So it's just a case. It's a bit of a grey area at the minute, which is it's more frustrating than most things. Because it could be tomorrow. It could be next week, as he's already experienced. And as a player, it's probably one of the most frustrating things. Not knowing. If somebody can give you a definitive time and a scale to be back, you'd soon rather that. But it's just an ongoing thing, so we've got to keep our fingers crossed. I think he's going to try and join in the next week or so. So we'll see how he progresses.
I was going to say, presumably, obviously not full training, but is he able to do anything much right now with it?
Yeah, it's like I said, it's an ongoing thing. He's been in and out a little while, so. He's not been comfortable with it. So unless, the manager especially, he'd rather players, be on the pitch and, 100% focused and without any kind of niggle or injury. So, it's regarding that, he'd rather Nathan just come back and, come back firing as Nathan is.
Good win the other night. Same team for tomorrow?
We haven't discussed that as yet. We'll do a few things today. And we'll go down, try and win the game, off the back of a couple of good results over the last week or so.
Has that helped raise confidence, raise spirits to know that you've got those cup wins under the belt?
In some aspects, yeah. I think they've got a confident bunch of lads in there. The staff are certainly very confident. We're still in a promotion place. We're still in every competition, bar the Carling Cup. So as confidence goes, yeah, we're very confident.
But sometimes it's just about getting over the winning line, isn't it? Because you've had a few sucker punches of late in the league.
Yeah, I mean, like you say, when obviously with the press and different bits, stats and comments can be dressed up as you'd like. We are in a place where we wanted to be when the first ball was kicked. So as long as we maintain that, we'll be very happy and very focused. We said it before last weekend. Come Sunday night, we can be in every competition that we was in, and we could be back at the top of the league. So, apart from a crisis, I don't know what else to say.
But it has been just one of those frustrating times, hasn't it? And unfortunately for Chesterfield, I suppose it's followed on from a wonderful time at the start of the season that really couldn't have gone any better.
No, and I think that's why it's felt a little bit flatter than what it maybe should have done. Football's a bit of a roller coaster as it is anyway. No matter what club you're at, and we did come out of the blocks firing, and the expectations went through the roof, and I think they've plateaued a little bit, which is a good thing, because we're a good team, we've got good staff, good players, good squad, and I'm sure we'll be where we want to be come the end of the season.
So Torquay then, what do you make of them right now?
Yeah, Torquay again, they've got a good individuals, they're a good squad, certainly through the management with Alan and Chris. They've got a very, very sound and astute managerial pair in there, so it won't be an easy task. We'll go down there, with greatest respect to Torquay, but certainly we'll go down, try and win the game.
And they won last time out as well, didn't they, in the league? An important win for them, because they've struggled a little bit this year.
Yeah, it's nothing we can affect, really. All we can affect is ourselves. Like I said, just to repeat, we'll go down there. We're full of confidence at the minute. We'll go down there and try and win the game and try and put a performance together on the back of it as well.
Do you know Alan pretty well, obviously, from the circuit in the Northwest and working and playing over there? Because obviously he's been at Bury, hasn't he?
Yeah, I've come across Alan, quite a lot in my career as a player and is in management, along with Chris. Like I said before, they're very, very astute in what they do. They're a good pairing, and and I'm sure they'll give us respect as we will them, and it'll be a good game Saturday.
What do you feel Torquay's strengths are then?
Torquay's strengths, like I said, they're full of individuals. They're good individuals. They've maybe not got the results that they maybe should have done so far. So, you know, I'm sure the work ethic's, you know, ready to go. You know, they'll fancy the chances that the home team, that, you know, the onus is on them. So I'm sure they'll be looked to get up and running, you know, on Saturday, as we will back in the league ourselves.
5 points separate the top 11. What does that suggest to you about League Two right now?
I suggest it's League Two. You know, that is the league. You know, I've been around it a long time. I think the main focus must be, you know, as you've seen already, is to focus on yourselves. You know, you can't rely on anybody else to get results and guarantee where teams are going to get the wins. So it's important that you look after yourselves and get your wins and certainly not get beat.
Two players just finally I wanted to focus on. The first being Sam Hurd, played in a slightly different role, not unaccustomed to him, but do you feel that that's one he can prosper in going forward? Because one area of the team you are particularly strong in right now is centre-halves.
Yeah, like you said, Sam's played there before. I think, you know, as a player, Sam's quite versatile. You know, he's played full-back, he's played centre-half, you know, midfield, which just tells you, you know, how good he is for the squad, how good he is for the team and how experienced he is. It's no surprise, you know, to myself and, you know, to the management of the team that he goes in and does a job. You know, Sam will play, you know, as many other players will. He'll play anywhere that he's asked and he'll give his all, which is, you know, it's the least you expect. So, you know, it's pleasing that, you know, he had a good game as many others did. So hopefully we can, you know, kick on and go from there.
Well, one of those others who perhaps grabbed a few more of the headlines, I suppose, was Banks. Obviously a young player that you've plucked away from FC United of Manchester. Put your stamp on him. Where's he at in his development right now?
Well, Ollie's at the beginning of his development. You know, he wants to be a league player. I think the overall picture, the bigger picture is he could, as you've seen quite clearly early on, he could be, you know, whatever he wants to be at the minute. You know, it's important that he keeps his feet on the ground and keeps learning, as he has done since he came in the building. You know, he's got loads of energy. He's got, the biggest thing, he's got a willingness to learn. So as long as he, you know, puts them together with his ability, you know, he's got a chance.
Because there are one or two players now starting to drip through. Yes, I know he was at Rotherham United prior to that, but there are some good players at that level that can be plucked, can't they?
Definitely. I mean, you know, the staff, the manager's quite big on, you know, people getting out and watching games through our chief scout Mitch. We get to as many as we can, and we've got a number of names written down that we'd like to bring to the club. And like you say, at the minute, it seems to be, you know, non-league producing, you know, some very, very good talented young lads. So, you know, if you're the first to act and you can get the right blend, you know, you've got a chance to get some good assets and some good players.
He's obviously got a bit of attention this week from the supporters, given his performance the other night. Is he the kind of lad that can deal with all that? Should it continue? Should the goals continue to roll in? That attention will stay there and focus on him?
You'd think so. First and foremost, I think our dressing room won't let him, you know, get above himself. You know, certainly, you know, that they'll bring him down to earth as soon as he raises his head, and I think Ollie knows that. So he'll keep his feet on the ground and he'll work as hard as he has been doing. And hopefully he can, you know, kick off and his confidence can grow and get a couple more goals for us.